Well, hello there. If you are reading this, you know my name is Brett Clark, and I am probably, this might be the first one in a couple months that I have done, and I'm excited that you're listening in. I hope you continue to do so, and I was struck by a quote that I keep coming back to over and over again, and it was something that I heard Dave Ramsey say, and it was that you'll be the same person tomorrow, except for the people you meet and the books you read. The books you read and the people you meet. And I just always think about that. And if you were to look at my personal Facebook friends page, you'd see a marked difference between a couple years ago and now. People that not only do I admire, but people that I've met, people that I've worked with, people that I've got to do some wonderful things with. And, you know, just this last year in Orlando, I got to work with a youth booth with Dr. Deborah Tillman, the super nanny that you'd seen on TV. I've worked with principals, you know, from other areas of the country and developing youth. I've had the opportunity to friend people whose languages aren't even, their first language isn't even English, and how diverse my friend list has gotten and how far across the globe it has been. And these are people whose life's mission is just to help other people, which is truly, truly exciting. And just this past couple weeks, I really began to reflect on. I have a group of staff members that volunteered to go through a 10 plus week study on the 17 invaluable laws of teamwork by John Maxwell. We met weekly and talked about all the things that, how teamwork plays into our staff and our students and our classrooms. And I'm humbled that this group of teachers just keeps coming back. We do these periodically, and many of them repeat over and over again. But they get it, that you'll be the same person tomorrow except for the people you meet and the books you read. And so they're doing both. And if I look at the last year, I know I probably, like most of you, have a list of books that are on my list or going to read them someday. And so really the point of this, and it's only a couple minutes long, is that I just challenge you to meet those people you were going to meet. I mean, to talk to those people that you've thought about talking to, that you reach out and read one of those books. I'm staring right now at the window at a Minnesota snowstorm, and I want you to, it's just, it kind of prompts me to think about maybe getting one of those books opened up. And so I challenge you to think about one book you might be able to read, one person to connect with, and prove Dave Ramsey wrong, or excuse me, prove him right, that you'll be a better tomorrow if you meet good people and read good books that'll take you places. So I'll sign off with that. I challenge you to do that. Have a great day. Thank you.